I came on as agriculture commissioner, and how many other areas of responsibility I've had to develop and educate myself and have a lot of people educating me as well. So it's really, ag commissioner enters every function of life, land, air, and water. And so it's, what can I say, but it's been a great ride. The decisions that the ag commissioner makes, many people don't realize, basically affects everybody in the state of West Virginia.
Are you looking forward to retirement and having some time for yourself?
Yes, I want to do some writing. And I've already done some writing of people I've dealt with and the true image of state government and situations I've been in at times. And I have put together pretty much one book, and that's on the governors that I've served in under. And so I told them they can't publish that until I'm dead and gone. I don't want the lawsuits.
What legacy do you hope you leave? What do you hope people remember about you?
I hope that I leave a respect for those 23,000 farm families that are out there, and they got a heritage that can be learned, and I find that school system is getting back now to agriculture, and about all the high schools now are putting ag sciences into their system, and that's Future Farmers of America as well. And this is learning by doing. So remember, no farm, no food. And so again, I hope that people respect those people that are providing us with the milk and the bread and whatever we find in the grocery store here. But I'm very proud of the health of the people here, and I'm very proud of the confidence I have in the food that's on the market shelf. And that farm community out there has been very conscious of producing good, healthy foods. And so I'm proud of leaving that as a heritage.